Let me ask Balaki and Emmanuel and Daniel to join me at the Lord's table. Let us turn to the hymnal, and we will celebrate the liturgy of Holy Communion together. My sisters and brothers, just an explanation for those who are either not United Methodist or are here for the first time. We will start the liturgy on the top of page 9 in your hymnal if you want to follow along. Also, in the United Methodist Church, we are open in welcoming people to God's table, and we practice open table communion, which means that if you are a baptized believer, if today you are willing to repent of your sins and to affirm your commitment to live a new life in the Spirit of God, that you are welcome at this table. When you come forward, we'll have two different stations. Come down as the ushers release you from the aisles. Come forward. We'll hand you a chunk of bread, and then the other gentleman will be holding a tray of small individual cups of grape juice. We talk about wine, but we celebrate with grape juice. Once you have taken these two elements, enjoy them. And then the baskets on the side as you leave the center aisle are to put the small cups in. If after receiving the Lord's gifts, you want to come forward to the communion rail and pray or go back to your pew, either one is fine. Also, our ushers will be standing at the ends of the aisles to accept any monetary donations you would make to the ministries of our church. So let us celebrate the Lord's table. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners just like us. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church on that Pentecost day, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by His blood. By Your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in this Your holy church, all honor and glory is Yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray the words that we know, the words that Jesus Himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My sisters and brothers, because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. My sisters and brothers, the table has been set and you are invited. Let us come forward to celebrate this holy meal of our Savior.